Consile couldn't coax a single word out of him, and feared that, in a fit of delirium while under the sway of a ghastly homesickness, Ned would kill himself. So he kept a devoted watch on his friend every instant. You can appreciate that under these conditions our situation had become untenable. One morning, whose date I'm unable to specify, I was slumbering near the first hours of daylight, a painful, sickly slumber. Waking up, I saw Ned Land leaning over me, and I heard him tell me in a low voice, "We're going to escape." I sat up. "When?" I asked. "Tonight. There doesn't seem to be any supervision left on the Nautilus. You'd think a total daze was reigning on board. Will you be ready, sir?" "Yes. Where are we?" "In sight of land. I saw it through the mists just this morning, 20 miles to the east." "What land is it?" "I've no idea, but whatever it is, there we'll take refuge." "Yes, Ned, we'll escape tonight, even if the sea swallows us up." The sea's rough, the wind's blowing hard, but a 20-mile run in the Nautilus's nimble longboat doesn't scare me. Unknown to the crew, I've stowed some food and flasks of water inside. "I'm with you." "What's more," the Canadian added, "if they catch me, I'll defend myself. I'll fight to the death."